It's been 50 years since Jackson Browne's first hit, Doctor My Eyes, a song in which the world's troubles cause the singer's tear ducts to run dry. 15 albums, 8 Grammy nominations, countless benefit performances, and a slew of humanitarian awards later, Browne has just issued his first new recording in 7 years. Special correspondent Tom Cachato visited Browne in Los Angeles to discuss his new work and the themes and subjects he often returns to on his songwriting journey.
It's no surprise to learn from Jackson Browne that his new album begins with his telling listeners he's on a quest.
I'm out here under the streetlight, baby. I'm still looking for something in the night.
The songs are about personal experience and about a search.
Searching is one of several themes he has pursued throughout more than half a century as a singer-songwriter. Though in one of his biggest hits, Running on Empty, he professed to be uncertain what he was looking for.
Many decades ago, you sang, I don't know what I'm hoping to find. And then you start off this record saying, I'm still looking for something. So yeah. There's a relationship between Jackson of several decades ago and Jackson of today.
I think so. I think it's the same. I think in that respect, I'm more than ever trying to do what I was trying to do then, and differentiate between the world I'm imagining and, you know, the world I'm in.
His themes range widely. On his early albums, for example, he wrote a series of songs seeking meaning in the passing of friends.
I don't know what happens when people die. Can't seem to grasp it as hard as I try.
I mean, there was a review at one point, I think it might have been my third or fourth record, and the reviewer started the review by saying, has there ever been a Jackson Browne record where somebody doesn't die?
His new album is called Downhill from Everywhere, and it's filled with fresh takes on familiar subjects.
No longer need to tell them apart.
The man who once sang Doctor My Eyes now sings about his Cleveland heart.
Cleveland heart.
Inspired by an actual Ohio plant that makes artificial hearts, the singer imagines replacing his own vulnerable heart with one of those that can withstand the worst.
They never break. They don't even bleed. And they don't ache.
You know, you write in the first person a lot, and your songs, I think, lead one to believe you are the I in the songs.
Sometimes I sing you, and it's still I. You know, it depends on if I'm talking to myself, I suppose, or about myself. You know, it's like you have to interrogate yourself to get to the end of the song.
Browne has long put his lyrics where his beliefs are, singing on behalf of a myriad of causes, from Native American rights to Haitian earthquake
relief.
And he's an avowed patriot. He is, as well, a sharp critic of his country. In the 80s, for example, he notably opposed U.S. intervention in Central America. He's also a longtime advocate for clean oceans and against plastic pollution. The new album's title song asks that we consider our seas.
Do you think of the ocean as yours? Because you need.
Plastic is now completely clogging our waterways and filling up the ocean and also invading our bodies. You know, newborn babies are born with the chemicals that are plastic in their systems. You know, it's in the placenta, it's in the blood. So that's what I'm talking about, changing in time to do something.
In your writing, time is a theme. I don't know you well enough to say it's a preoccupation of yours, but you seem to have figured out very young that this game is rigged and you only get so much time.
Indeed, time fuels a sense of urgency in a 70s song called The Fuse. In the title song from a 2008 album, he sings, time may heal all wounds, but also, time will steal you blind.
Time the conqueror.
And then in your song Black and White, you're literally finishing the song and the record saying, time is running out, time is running out.
Maybe you could call it a preoccupation. I guess you could. It comes up a lot.
Time collides with another Brown theme, justice, on a song echoing America's current moment of protest and the activist group Color of Change. It's called Until Justice is Real.
And I just want to quote one of your lyrics. Time like a river, time like a train, time like a fuse burning shorter every day. In your lifetime, what do you think you're going to see in terms of the kind of justice you've been singing about these last decades and desiring?
Many of us believe that we are on a track going forward, that civil rights have improved, and you know, but nothing can be more obvious, and that's really not actually the case. We're still settling the Civil War. We're still talking to people who believe in white supremacy. They want to go backwards. And see, I don't really know quite how to say this. While I was thinking that we were getting somewhere, people were being ground up in the wheels of our society. And police were killing black motorists. There were injustices that went on and on and on and on. And that's what I'm saying. We don't have the time for these to go on and be swept aside. That's what the song is talking about.
Is justice going to win this race?
We could have a society in which justice is real, yeah.
And murder! And murder! And murder!
We have an opportunity to solve some of the problems that have beset our society and our country since its inception. The clock really is ticking, and you really have to, we have to join together to do that.